Self-Reinforcing Market Paralysis Seen in Nuclear Power Supply Chain, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. A new report by a nuclear advocacy organization lays out some of the obstacles facing the imagined U.S. nuclear renaissance and suggests ways to address them. Potential bottlenecks such as fuel supply, manufacturing capacity, and workforce availability stem from a classic chicken and egg standoff. The authors say suppliers hesitate to scale without firm market signals, and the market hesitates to signal commitment without supply chain certainty. Potential solutions include providing durable federal policy clarity, designing repeatable regulatory approval pathways, standardizing designs, converting expressions of interest into firm commitments, supporting fleet-scale procurement, and building pipelines of skilled labor in sync with realistic construction timelines and manufacturing needs. Landscape of U.S. Domestic Advanced Nuclear Energy Supply Chain was commissioned by the Nuclear Scaling Initiative, or NSI, a collaborative effort of Clean Air Task Force, the EFI Foundation, and the Nuclear Threat Initiative to build a new nuclear energy ecosystem that can quickly and economically scale. To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum@ruinsider.com. The report, released March 20th, was prepared by energy consultant Solistis and based on 42 in-depth interviews with a variety of supply chain stakeholders as well as on secondary research and practitioner experience. If supported by the Bezos Earth Fund, the climate philanthropic initiative begun by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos in 2020. The report presents the bottlenecks as capacity constraints rather than technology constraints. After building the world's largest commercial nuclear fleet, the United States all but halted construction in the early 1990s. The only two reactors built from scratch in the past 30 years, Vogtle 3 and 4 in Georgia, took far more money and time to complete than expected. Despite more than 100 commercial reactors being built before them, the passage of time made them essentially first-of-a-kind projects. The hope now is that a new wave of large and smaller reactors can be built in serial fashion so that economies of scale, supply chains, and a supporting ecosystem develop, lowering costs and accelerating timelines to bring a high-capacity factor, zero-emission resource online to meet expected power demand. The report warns that constraints exist within the components of the system that would allow this to happen and must be addressed systematically. Unless these constraints are addressed deliberately and in sequence, renewed nuclear ambition risks reverting to bespoke projects rather than sustained, multi-unit delivery, the authors say. The self-reinforcing market paralysis that now afflicts the supply chain is reinforced by erratic federal policy signals, slow federal funding, and the lack so far of a winnowing selection process among the dozens of reactor designs across various technologies vying for market share. Timelines for fuel, material, and manufacturing procurement, as well as skilled labor development, stretch across years and are sequential, so their constraints become mutually reinforcing and cannot be addressed individually, the authors say. As this report makes clear, advanced nuclear energy will not scale if suppliers and buyers continue to treat investment risk like it's someone else's problem, NSI Executive Director Steve Camello said. But solutions are within reach. When buyers come together around durable, multi-unit reactor order books, capital can begin to move with confidence, and that confidence translates into more factories, trained workers, qualified suppliers, and gigawatts on the grid. By aligning demand signals with workforce development, we can unlock a repeatable model for building nuclear energy at scale. But even as they dissect the headwinds facing the commercial nuclear buildout, the authors flag some tailwinds helping it along. There is strong bipartisan support, increased government funding, efforts to rebuild the domestic fuel enrichment supply chain, low-cost public financing, tax credits, a growing demand for electricity, regulatory streamlining, improved manufacturing, and technological leaps forward. Problems and solutions. The analysis focuses on gigawatt-scale Gen 3 Plus reactors and small modular Gen 3 Plus and Gen 4 reactors. Microreactors are covered separately. Fusion is not examined. The report is presented as a starting point rather than a roadmap. Facts and stakeholder insights are gathered, analyzed, and presented in a way that can boost the effort by NSI and many other organizations to scale up nuclear development. The report offers five core conclusions. Order books are a prerequisite of supply chain scale, not an outcome. Repeatable Gen 3 Plus reactor deployment is foundational for rebuilding manufacturing, workforce, and qualification capacity. Demand certainty, qualification pathways, and labor availability must be treated in an integrated manner. Fuel pathways must be uranium-based and sequenced for the foreseeable future, with early attention to low-enriched uranium, or LEU for Gen 3 Plus reactors, and deliberate market creation for high-assay low-enriched uranium, or HALEU for Gen 4 reactors. Coordination is indispensable to a durable industrial base. Without it, the present wave of nuclear ambitions risks repeating the failures of the past. And the report issues 5 calls to action. The federal government should boost market certainty with policy clarity and accelerated funding, aggregate or backstop early demand to help markets fund and act as a market maker for HALEU. Regulators and standards organizations should expand and formalize alternative quality assurance pathways, shorten times for code cases, and enable repeatable approvals for validated manufacturing methods. Engineering, procurement, and construction firms, suppliers, and manufacturers should ease downstream constraints by investing in machining, welding, inspection, and non-destructive examination capacity, coordinate on standardization, and embed ease of manufacturing in the design process early on. Utilities, off-takers, and financial backers should fix bankability gaps by converting their expressions of interest into firm, long-duration commitments supporting fleet-style and standardized procurement and commercial structures, and aligning their contracting approaches with supply chain and workforce strengths and limits. Workforce and training institutions should work to expand the skilled labor force in alignment with realistic and verified manufacturing demand,